Well, good morning. We're here with John Gibbons and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And John, why don't you just start and tell us, why don't you tell us a little bit about your history and then where you are now, then we can talk about FCA.
Wow. 4 decades that we've just passed. I started January 1, 1983. So we just finished 4 decades with FCA. And of course, your dad had a big role in the early start of FCA. And back when I was hired, I was telling this story at a big staff conference last week, where 92 staff in Alabama gathered together. And Clark Lawrence, Keith Pugh were the first two FCA officially paid staff, and they started in 78, 79, 80. And then Mike Colin, Captain Crunch, Coach Bubba Scott, and Judge Phelps interviewed me in the State High School Athletic Association office. And I was a college football player that FCA greatly impacted my life, where we met for Bible study in the athletic dorm, and it was older guys like Skip Johnson that discipled me and said, all right, freshman, you're going to use your influence to advance the gospel through FCA and through football. And we're going to go speak in schools, and we're going to go to camp. And there were no staff in those days. And so I said, yes, sir. And that's what we did. And I'll never forget going to Black Mountain as a sophomore linebacker at Auburn. And there were 900 athletes and coaches. And, you know, an evangelist, his name was Billy Graham, showed up. So if it was important to Billy Graham, I think it was an important ministry. But what I learned by having 12 guys in my huddle that came from all over the country to gather on that mountain was that sports is a terrible God, but it's a great vehicle to advance the gospel. And when sports is our God, our life will soon crumble, as we know. And FCA gave me the platform to advance the gospel in schools. And so that's 1983. That's when Judge and Mike Colin hired me to be the area representative here in Montgomery.
So you've gone to the state level, and then now you've come back to more local stuff.
Right. For the first, till I was 29, I was the local Central Alabama area rep covering from Lynette to Selma. In fact, they gave me 200 schools, and my training was they handed me a directory and said, we want you to do at Auburn, I mean, do in these high schools what you've been doing at Auburn with FCA. And so I hit the road. We started all these schools. And then Central Alabama, Montgomery was strong financially. It was strong with staff. We had about 3 or 4 staff here, but the whole state went bankrupt. And in fact, it went really bankrupt, and all the staff had to leave. So that's how I became the state director. It wasn't that I was talented or knew anything. It's just I was the only guy left. And so our local board at that point decided, and Mike Colin and Judge, we prayed about it and said, can we take the model that we have here in Montgomery and advance it across the state? So this church was vital, inspirational in helping fund that. The local ministry only grew and got stronger and I'm a real believer, whatever you sow, God will multiply. And I sowed my time to build 8 markets of FCA that kind of look like Montgomery. And today, that's why there's 92 staff in Alabama. The more we sowed and the more we advance the gospel around the state of Alabama, the more God bless Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I would say that Montgomery has the strongest FCA grassroots huddles and outreach in our inner city schools, our private schools, our colleges, over 4 decades. And I don't take credit for that. I just believe the more you give and the more you sow and help other things, God just somehow just blesses you in ways you can't even imagine. And so I was both the state director and the local director in the last 3 decades. And then it just came time, at 63, 8 grandchildren to get off the road. And, I was blessed to have my Timothy, ready to go. Ryan Limbaugh, who came to Christ through FCA at Huntington, was discipled, by our staff here, Mark Jackson and me, as a Huntington athlete. And we'd take him in the schools, and then he later went to, came on staff with us in the Oxford area. Then he went to seminary at MacArthur Seminary out in California. And so I was blessed to be able to pass it to him, young, full of energy, and he is doing an amazing job across the state. And I'm focused on Central Alabama and the Wiregrass. I have 22 staff instead of 92. So I don't have to stay up as late at night. About them get paid. Yes. So, but the blessing of it is I get to mentor young staff, but I get to do a lot more preaching and teaching in the schools here. And so it's a lot more fun.
Well, tell us what's going on in Montgomery. I know we had a conversation about you hired somebody and how the schools are really responding to his presence.
Right. So in fulfillment of the Great Commission, what we sometimes we need to look at it in reverse in terms of sometimes we think it's preaching to the masses, and that is important. But when we equip athletes, coaches to make disciples rather than just carry them by the hand, when disciples are making disciples, then every day your coaches and your teachers that are leading FCA and your student leaders, when they have a vision to be a disciple maker, then you can expand the ministry in a broad base. And so we've hired Jamison Stevens. Jamison has been a wide receiver coach at Huntington the last 6 years. Before that, he was at Minor College in Kentucky. And Bria is a religion professor at Huntington. And they are an amazing couple. In fact, right now they're at UAB. They had premature twins, and one of the boys is in UAB with pneumonia, so we need to pray for Harrison. But Jamison took over for Eric Armstrong, and his job is to disciple coaches in our NPS schools and Huntington and Alabama State. And so we have coaches' Bible studies where he goes in and disciples the coaches. His other job is to link every team in Montgomery in the NPS schools with a church so that church can be praying over, let's say, the Carver's women's basketball team. And that there's a group of ladies praying for that team. And that as we speak and do weekly team huddles with that team, whether it's feeding the team, like you do here with several schools, or whether it's buying Bibles for that team, whether it's, sponsoring and getting, camp, FCA camp scholarships for that team to go to FCA camp. That's his job, is to link the local church to every team in Montgomery. Now, do we have a huddle right now with every team? No. But it's growing and gaining width. Every school year, you get new coaches. So you're starting over, basically in your MPS schools. But, fortunately, it's been a phenomenal fall for him, discipling coaches on campus. And then we have a weekly Bible study at Chaffee's. It's 6 a.m. if you want to join us, because we have to get coaches back to bus duty at 6:45. So, but he is doing an amazing job. And he has 2 days. We have a philosophy. We take care of our Jerusalem first and then our Judea. And his Judea is Bullitt County. He goes to Bullitt County every Wednesday lunch, and every athlete comes out. As you know, that's the poorest county in Alabama. And we have 50 football players and basketball players, and we're going verse by verse, Bible study with them. We have a donor that bought every kid an FCA Bible. And then he goes to Selma on Tuesday at lunch, same thing. And the principal lets him out, and he's discipling those kids. And so that has been a big victory for us. And then we have, we can't say his name yet, but we have a staff that's going to, a staff person that's fixing to join our staff to cover Otago, and he'll take care of Selma. That'll come off of Jameson's plate, and he'll cover parts of Elmore County, but he hasn't resigned from his job yet, but he is definitely coming. I need to let him tell, and we're super pumped about that. And then, of course, you've got Stephen Clark, played at Auburn. He is, he disciples our leadership teams. So, he meets weekly on Zoom with all the kids in the city that are on FCA student leadership teams. Yes. So our goal is, whether it's Trinity, MA, Carver, Percy Julian, JAG, whatever school it is, Goodwin Middle School, is to disciple those kids to lead their huddle with their coach. How does that look to begin with? Well, it may be as simple as, hey, guys, let's open in prayer. And we've taught him how to pray. My job today is to read the scripture, and he'll Romans 12:1, and that young person will stand up and read that scripture and say what it means to him. Now, that takes a lot of training and courage, but can you imagine the power, instead of us just getting up every week preaching, as we disciple kids to be leaders amongst their peers? It does two things. It speaks boldly, but it also brings accountability. Because if they're going to get up there and testify about the Lord, they're going to be held accountable to how they live. So Stephen is an amazing discipler of students, along with Jamie Sykes, who does our women. And so they two together lead all these leadership teams. And in our newsletter pictures that I hope you can get, you'll see all these little small huddles where in a gym at Trinity or Carver, wherever, kids will be in circles, and that's where we've discipled the leadership team. We've given them the material, and we do small groups about every other meeting, where it's not just a speaker speaking to them, but where kids are actually leading those little discussions. And so Stephen does an amazing job at that, and Jamie as well, Sykes.
That's awesome.
So that's our team here.
You know, we hear all this stuff about Montgomery Public Schools and public schools in general, but it doesn't sound like you get much resistance coming in as a Christian organization.
We get no resistance. And behind the scenes, what we get is, please help. Please help. Please help us link like you do here to feed our teams. Because the coaches have no budget to feed their teams. And you can't imagine playing a high school football game on Friday night, and all you've had is a bologna sandwich on white bread, that that's all they could afford to give the kids. So these nice meals that you're giving them is building way for the gospel, just like Jesus did on the mountainsides, feeding folks. It gives us an opportunity, just by meeting the physical needs, to preach the gospel. You know, this was sad to kick off the year. Park Crossing coach came to us and said, you know, I know y'all get hit a lot about our meals and everything, and we appreciate that, but we have no budget to buy our coaches matching shirts on the sideline. We're going to look like a bunch of bag tags. Could you help us? And we did. We found sponsors so that, you know, those coaches. Now, what did that do? I said, Coach, we're going to do this, but you got to commit to get your whole coaching staff at 6 o'clock on Thursday morning to Bible study. He says, you got it. So we bought them all over the coach's Bible. And every Thursday at 6 a.m., we brought biscuits in, and his six football coaches gathered around God's word. And so sometimes you have to meet a physical need to get to a spirit, open the door for a spiritual need. And so, and we never know, the tremendous impact that that makes around the world. And what I mean around the world is these coaches, might be here for 2 years. In fact, the huddle we got going in Selma right now, that coach was at Park Crossing 2 years ago, and he just called me crying out for help. Can you come until you can get a staff person here? And so they coaches get around, and FCA is a good name to them. And so the thing I want to communicate this morning, Trinity Church has been the rock of church support that has kept us going and impacting Alabama and beyond.
That's outstanding. Do other states have the same kind of little system going for FCA and, you know, like y'all have here in Alabama?
Yeah, that's kind of, that is the model.
The model, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Anybody else have any questions?
So FCA is nationwide, right?
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Give some examples of people like that.
So our region of Alabama is linked with East Africa.
Okay.
And I'll just say his name, Moses, is a missionary in Kenya. And our Montgomery FCA adopted him and began to support him. He had already had a thriving basketball ministry over there when the FCA found him and linked us to him. So our huddles took up money, and we bought him a van to use for his camps out of our budget. I mean, and it's one of the greatest honors I've ever had. He came over, and in front of all our staff, he presented me with a tribal king's staff, which is the biggest honor you could give somebody.
Yeah.
And then we get all these videos of all these kids coming to Christ in Kenya through FCA sports camp. Now we're sending teams over there. Our East Alabama FCA team just went over there. Mitchell Dean and Caroline Garner and Joy Sanford, along with about 20 staff from Alabama, went over to Kenya and did amazing outreach work over there. And so FCA didn't know how to expect. They were getting all these requests around the world, and they didn't know how to help them. So what they did, they linked every state with different regions of the world about 8 years ago. And you would not believe the impact that has made as our local staff go over abroad and they take sports equipment, they do sports camps. One of the most phenomenal things that just happened is we're now hiring staff over there that are on staff. We're funding it from America, and it's growing in such a way that the at our national conference, we had 20 staff from Ukraine that were at our national staff conference. We were in San Antonio, and we're sitting there with 2,500 FCA staff. You got 20 from Ukraine. And we're in the middle of our national conference, and Russia invades Ukraine, and they're trapped here in America. And so what you don't see on TV is FCA staff nationwide raising tons and tons of money to help get their families out to safe countries.
Oh, my goodness.
And to even some stayed in America, and we got their children over here. I mean, they were separated from their children that day. But to think that a group of FCA leaders prayed and said, how can we reach the world through FCA and not kill our staff?
Yeah.
And they just had this, we'll just start by one adopting one missionary, one country a bit, and it has just exploded. And then I get on a Zoom call, and I won't name his name, but he's from Egypt, and he uses soccer to reach Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to leave the country because revival is sweeping and Muslims are coming to Christ left and right. And he baptized so many people on one day that they were after him. And so now there's an underground church going through FCA with Muslims, and they're seeing the real gospel come through a bomb. And if I named his name, what he would say to you, he says, give me a bomb and an opportunity, and I'll change a country for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use the vehicle sports to gather kids and share the gospel. And so, I mean, it is when God says he'll do exceedingly more above we ask or think, I mean, our international ministry blowing up like it has, it's just been amazing.
It's amazing. It's awesome.
It's amazing that sports, particularly football, can be the
the instrument we go in. And I was just thinking about it, and it has the money to do whatever it wants to do, all the way from top to bottom.
Right.
When you get down to
right.
high school, they don't quite have it, but the others, you tap into one of those major leaguers, it makes $7 million a year.
Is the training of the student leaders something that's kind of formalized, or is it just a mentorship between
we call it E3.
Okay.
Engage, equip, and empower.
Okay.
So first we engage students with the gospel, and when they come to Christ, we equip them with how to have a quiet time. We call it the core. What are the core to build your core spiritually? What is that? Prayer, the Word of God, gathering in community in a local church. And then when you are going to gauge, equip, and empower, how do you share your faith? Well, everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And the best way to share the gospel is to share what Christ has done for you.
Yeah.
And then we call it the four. You may see the bracelet, the four FCA four bracelet is the gospel. And it's on Jason Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama. He's been discipled to engage, equip, and empower. He's got that bracelet on his left arm there. He's in our discipleship. So that's how engage, equip, and empower. And then we have all kind of small group discussion, FCA, around athletic-type studies.
Well, it's amazing. You can get into the schools through FCA, and probably in general we can get into the schools. But we just don't have enough folks to get into the schools to disciple them.
Well, Billy Graham said it this way. He says, a coach will impact more lives in 1 year than most of us do in an entire lifetime.
Yep, that's true.
So the average coach engages 75 athletes a day in his, either by teaching in class or coaching throughout the year. So think about that a second. If that coach is on mission with God, he's supported by the local church to be a missionary in the church. He doesn't have to say a word if he coaches what we call gospel strong. He coaches out of an overflow of his relationship with Jesus Christ. And then he builds that platform and then allows FCA to come in and reap the harvest and do the discipling and then engage kids back in the church. And so I say it to coaches all the time. You are the coaches, I think, are the greatest missionaries we've got in this country, and they can be a missionary for bad, or they can be a missionary missionary for good. And our Troy chaplain, this old, Lonnie Cochran, says it this way: wherever you make room for God, He will expand His kingdom, and it'll get out of control. And so, if a coach gives him 15 minutes to speak to the team, God will bless that 15 minutes in ways you'll never know. And we're blessed to get to see it every day.
That's an amazing thought. Out of the overflow of his relationship with Jesus Christ. That's so well said. That's quite a...
It also does a lot for typical coaches' reputation of being, you know, rude and loud and foul-mouthed and mean to the kids.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we all have this impression. Like,
well,
you know,
yeah.
I want to be on the right side to deal with that.
Alabama players getting on Saban about his foul-mouthed. And that's probably Scotty Holland standing, but is he still with FCA or is he in different organizations?
He's got his own ministry, own ministry.
But he was right. He FCA here?
Yeah, he was FCA here and at Alabama for like 8 years.
Yeah.
He's still at
Alabama.
Wow.
Awesome. All right, well, you sent us some prayer requests. We have those here. Is there anything else? Jameson's son, Harrison, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, so he's got pneumonia.
Yeah, he's
a little bitty,
he
right?
Be right now. They were born last April, 3 months early. Mm-hmm. They spent the first 3 months in the hospital here, and one in UAB and one here. So and Harrison has been doing great, but got sick over Christmas. Mm-hmm. So he's up there today.
What other, any other prayer requests? I know that you put on here that there's teams that need Bibles. and scholarships for camp. What else is there?
So just out of the overflow, we have a demand for Bibles for each team. And I'm not even sure the number we need today, but it costs $12 to get one of the FCA, and it's not a cheap Bible on purpose. You know, it relates to athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And so $12, we put that Bible in a student's hand, and we've given about half the teams a Bible this year. That's what we've had money designated to do. And one of the coaches at Brubaker Middle School, a donor bought Bibles for the whole team, and he did it on social media, so all the other teams were wanting to know when they're going to get their Bibles. So that is a need, and I don't even know the number.
You gave us a 230 student.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think, I don't know, 230.
Yeah,
230 yeah. is what you're lacking right now.
And so when we give these Bibles out, we don't just set the case out and just say, get one. We're doing it in the context of a Bible study. So what we'll do is we'll actually give every kid the Bible, and we'll talk to them about the Old and the New Testament, what it is, and how. Let's just start with the Book of John, guys and ladies, and let's just begin to read through that together. So we're not just handing them something that they throw away, but then we get them to put their name in.
Yeah.
We say, we know you can see the Bible on your phone, but we want you to get used to actually every morning, this is God's love letter to you.
Yeah.
We talk to them about that God, the Word of God is His love letter to you. So every day you can open it up and read about how much God loves you and how He wants a relationship with you. And how, because He loves you first, you need to make a decision. Are you going to love Him back out of His love and His overflow for you? And so we don't just pass them out, and we're actually trying to get them to value a hard copy of God's Word. And so I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea for the whole society.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody needs an FCA Bible, right?
Yeah.
Quickly tell us about your people, John's people. Start like the kids and where they all are.
Okay, so we have 8 grandchildren, 2 in Vegas with Joseph and Kristen. They planted Faber City Church in the middle of COVID. Very amazing what God has done there. Wow. They're averaging about 175.
Awesome.
They just baptized their 60th new believer.
Wow.
And probably, Joseph said yesterday, 30 of those new believers were led to Christ by new believers. Because he does the same. When Jesus called Peter, he said, come follow me and I'll make you what? A fisher of men.
Mm-hmm.
So from day one, when he leads someone to Christ, he's teaching them that this is meant to share. Who do you want us to be praying with to lead to Christ? He has about 30 Hawaiians that have moved over to Vegas to do the service industry. He has 12 MMA fighters that he led one to Christ, and that guy has led 10 other of his guys to Christ, and their families coming.
Mm-hmm.
So he is reaching people that need reaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's there. And then Johnny with his 3, they're in Birmingham, and Lauren hers are in Birmingham with her 3, and Mary Lynn's up in Birmingham. So they're all in Birmingham.
And Miss Cindy's doing well.
Doing well.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we can go to a time of prayer. And Bubba, you can open this time if you'll close. And anybody who wants to pray, feel free to do so.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning and this opportunity to hear John. And oh, I'm so encouraged to hear what's going on. I think back years ago when he talked about Joe and Mike and starting FCA and the impact it has made on my life and many people right here at Trinity. And I thank you for allowing us to be involved through Trinity in this ministry. And the model it sets, Lord, is exactly what you tell us to do in the Bible, is to go and make disciples. And having the FCA, having the opportunity to get in places where otherwise, we might not be able to go. So I thank you for this work that's going into our schools and all the schools in the state, and I guess all the schools around the world. And did not know about the international ministry and how encouraging that is. So Lord, it's the time in our world now that the gospel needs to get out, and I just thank you for hearing this, say, encouraging message from John about how it's working. And Lord, I do pray that the Bibles will come in, and the way they give them out through, this is a Bible that we've given you to put your name in and you to use it. And Lord, maybe they will bring it and let other people see that they are, you know, Bible believers. And Lord, I lift up this, the basketball camp coming up soon, and the staff funding, and Lord, the volunteers, we need the adult volunteers. I think of the opportunities we have to go into our public schools here and so many different venues. So I thank you for our involvement with Carver, and maybe that can expand, that we could get more volunteers from here to go there. So, and the staff that he's looking for to fill these positions, Lord, that you will see that happen soon. And I lift up Harrison in UAB, and Lord, I pray your healing hand would be upon this child, Lord, and you would heal him and continue to bless the family. I lift up John and all his family scattered out, and his son and the ministry there in Las Vegas. So encouraging. So what a blessing it is to have him share with his 40-plus years of ministry right here in our area and being associated with him. So I just thank you for this time, Lord, and pray you will continue to bless him and bless that ministry. And I pray this in Christ's name.
Lord, thank you for allowing us to be here this morning and hear John tell us all the encouraging news that's going on with FCA. Lord, we just ask you to continue to bless him and the ministry and his the impact that he has on the students all over the state. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bring in the resources that they need to do this and the hands and feet that can provide the gospel to be put into all these schools. Lord, we just ask you to be with Cindy and the kids and their grandkids, Lord, and protect them. Please be with Jameson and his wife as they care for these babies, and especially Harrison. Lord, we just ask that you will heal him and bring him home soon. I see.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time and for John's testimony of your work in his life, certainly, but to see it multiplied in so many ways as FCA has grown and expanded and reached into so many schools and athletic groups, team huddles across the state and really around the world, as John has described, the exciting reach even to Kenya from the Alabama FCA. And Lord, we pray that this would continue. We are grateful for the gospel and the message of the gospel, and hearing about soccer players in Egypt coming to faith, Muslim soccer players coming to faith, is just evidence of your hand at work. Lord, we pray that you would hasten your work, and that every one of us would be committed, and that our hearts would overflow with the gospel from our relationship with Jesus Christ, and that you would continue your work. Bless this ministry, we pray. Provide the resources. Bring the coaches and to understand the need for this and how this impacts not just their team and the potential success of their team, but the lives of the young men and women who are in their teams. So, Lord, just continue to build this ministry, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.